And one of the things that I'm engaged in as a member of a presbytery is that we frequently have to give examinations for men who are being presented to be ordained into the ministry. And inevitably, the question is asked about what's called limited atonement or definite atonement or whatever, one of the so-called 5 points of Calvinism. And inevitably and invariably, the answer will be this, that the work of Christ on the cross, the atonement of Jesus, is sufficient for all, but efficient only for some. That is, it brings the effect of redemption only to some, but it's sufficient to cover the sins of all the world. And I always have to say to the students, I said, look, what you've just articulated is not the Reformed view. Every Arminian believes that. Every Arminian believes that the cross of Christ is sufficient, the merit of Jesus is sufficient to save every last person on the earth, but only those who believe and avail themselves of it are in fact saved. And every Calvinist would agree that the merit of Jesus is sufficient to cover all of the sins of every human being on this planet. But only those who are believers actually receive the benefit of that work of Jesus. So where do we differ? Well, the whole issue here has to do with the design of the atonement. What was God's purpose in sending Christ to the cross? And again, here it was. Was it to save everybody? Well, if God sovereignly decided to save everybody in the world and to have Jesus atone for everybody's sins in the whole world, and on the basis of that atonement, save everybody, then what would happen? Everybody would be saved. There's no doubt about that. But again, Arminianism, along with Calvinism, both Arminianism and Calvinism reject universalism. They're both particularists. They both believe that only some people will be saved and not all. And so again, the question comes back, what was God's intent? In the final analysis, the Arminian is saying God's intent or design in the cross was to make salvation possible to everybody and to leave it up to the people whether they avail themselves of it or not. Whereas the Reformed view is that God's design from all eternity in the atonement was to provide salvation for the elect, so that God is not just working with possibilities, he has an eternal design that he brings to pass. And it's effectual. It works. Every person for whom Jesus died receives the benefit of that. The other problem with that is, as John Owen so brilliantly points out in his book, The Death of Death, the Arminian has the problem of Christ only dying for some sins. He doesn't really atone for all sins, because the sin of unbelief can't really be incorporated there. Because if a person doesn't believe in the cross and in Christ, then they don't receive the benefit of the atonement. So that sin must not have been atoned for. Or if it was, then you have an even worse problem. You have God providing an atonement for sin, where the sins are removed, the guilt is paid for, and then, in a form of double jeopardy, he punishes that person who's already had his sins paid for. What about that? That creates a huge problem.